Vermont Yankee owner Entergy Corporation challenged the state over legislation that raises generation taxes. Entergy filed suit in federal court seeking to stop its implementation, which increases the reactor's annual state tax from about $5 million to nearly $12.8 million. The state argued for dismissal of the case, saying the federal court did not have jurisdiction under the Tax Injunction Act regarding the collection of state taxes. Entergy contended that the amount being charged was not a tax, and if it was, could not be remedied before a state entity. On Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge Christina Rice granted the state's motion to dismiss. Vermont Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Rose says they are obviously pleased with the judge's ruling.
Judge reached the correct decision, obviously, and has given the Vermont process a chance to work for any challenge to the generating tax. It was a fairly limited argument in this case. Really, there were two parts to it. The case really turned on a federal law called the Tax Injunction Act. That act says challenges to state taxes should be heard in state forums where they're available. Entergy challenged our position on that on the basis, A, that the electric generating tax was not actually a tax for purposes of that law, and that the state doesn't provide an appropriate remedy or forum for challenging that tax. And the court agreed with us on both points. It's a fairly limited, narrow issue that was raised in the case, and we're obviously pleased that the court agreed with us on both points.
Jonathan Rose notes that the tax is effective and is being collected by the state of Vermont.
There's been no court ruling or any ruling anywhere invalidating the tax. So as of now, Entergy is responsible for paying the tax. The court's decision in this case simply dismissed the federal lawsuit on the basis that the federal courts don't have jurisdiction to adjudicate state tax challenges. So there was no injunction or anything like that that prohibits the state from enforcing the tax, and the tax was in fact due yesterday.
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna says the judge essentially said Entergy brought the case to the wrong court.
It has to go back to state court to challenge this tax because it is in fact a tax. And there's a federal law that says when it comes to questions of state taxes, you have to file those cases in state court, not in federal court.
Cheryl Hanna expects Entergy to appeal to the Second Circuit Court and argue that the tax is actually a penalty. Hanna says that would provide for federal jurisdiction.
What Entergy is saying, this isn't really a tax. We're saying this is a regulatory penalty, and that should really be governed by federal law and not state law. It'll be a while before the issue is resolved, particularly if they decide to appeal to the Second Circuit, which I presume that they'll do. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Second Circuit reverses Judge Rice. The issue in the case is a fairly technical one, and I think there is some room in Judge Rice's opinion for appeal. That doesn't mean that the Second Circuit will necessarily reverse, but I wouldn't be surprised if Entergy goes there next rather than just simply filing in state court.
Calls to Entergy Vermont Yankee were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.